MemberCare Media from TWR and InterHealth Worldwide invites you to take a moment for your health. Someone has been quoted as saying, "If you think you're too small to make a difference, you've never spent a night alone in a room with a mosquito." That's intended as a motivational statement. But we're going to turn that around to remind you that as small as the mosquito may be, in certain parts of the world, that one little mosquito can make a big difference in your life. It can cause a great deal of discomfort and perhaps be a danger to your life. Of course, we're thinking about malaria, which can be brought to you by the determined efforts of the Anopheles mosquito. If you live in a country where malaria doesn't happen, then for you it's probably just a word describing something that happens somewhere far away. But think about this. Malaria is the most common, really serious tropical disease. It is found in more than 100 countries. Around half of the people in our world are at risk of catching malaria. From one report, an average of one child dies from malaria every 30 seconds. According to the World Health Organization, in the year 2010, 655,000 people died from malaria, and most of those were children in Africa. In 2011, it is reported that there were about 216 million cases of malaria. So this isn't just a disease that happens in some remote place. It isn't just a disease that some adventure novelist adds to his manuscript for some extra tension or stress or drama. It's real. It's serious. It's dangerous. And it can seriously affect you if you happen to be living in or visiting one of the countries where malaria happens, where the Anopheles mosquito makes its home. So let's see what we can learn about the prevention and treatment of malaria and about symptoms. First, here are two encouraging facts. Malaria can be prevented. Malaria can be cured. You may have heard someone say, "I had malaria once, so now I'm immune to it." Okay, that sounds good, but it's not quite true, not over the long term. Children who live in areas where malaria is common and they get repeated attacks of the disease can develop some immunity if they survive. But if they leave that malaria area, the immunity doesn't last long. 6 months is about the limit. On the other hand, if they leave and go to an area or country where there are different strains of malaria, they have almost no immunity at all. So if you travel, you cannot rely on any immunity you think you may have. Who is most at risk for catching malaria? Well, the answer is not very encouraging for parents. Children under the age of 3 are most likely to contact malaria. This is because their basic immune systems are just developing, and so it is more possible for young children to be infected by the more severe forms of malaria. Also at risk are women who are pregnant. If that is you, then one report calculates that you are 10 times more likely to catch malaria than someone who is not pregnant. This is true even if you're partially immune to the disease and you live in an area where malaria is common. And something to keep in mind, mosquitoes love pregnant women and women who are breastfeeding. So do all you can to avoid mosquitoes and their bites. Someone else who is very susceptible to catching malaria is anyone with HIV/AIDS. This all can sound very frightening, but many people have had malaria, even had it a number of times, and have survived. Before we look at the symptoms of malaria, let's first look at some of the ways you can prevent it happening to you. How can you avoid catching the disease? How can you keep from being infected by the Anopheles mosquito? The first point is very basic. Avoid getting bitten by a mosquito. Yes, I know. That sounds too easy. But there are ways to help this happen for you. Remember to wear appropriate clothing to cover the areas where the mosquitoes most like to visit. This would be places like the lower parts of your legs and your feet, also your arms and wrists and hands. But remember, any part of your skin that is exposed can be a target for the mosquito, so cover up. And covering up is best done with light-colored, long-sleeve clothing and long trousers or jeans, not shorts. In the heat of the tropics, you may not appreciate the suggestion, but it is better than being bitten by the mosquito carrying malaria. Your body's heat and odor bring the mosquitoes to you. Yes, you have a unique odor, and this is what attracts mosquitoes to you. So if you are there and the mosquito is there, she will find you, unless you have taken steps to disguise that odor. This is where you can use an insect repellent on any open skin areas. Be careful not to get the insect repellent in your eyes or on your lips. The most effective repellent to use contains DEET. There are others, but this has been proved to work the best. And the repellent should contain 50% DEET. If the weather is hot and you're perspiring, then reapply the repellent frequently to keep you safe. Do not use this on children under 2 months. Be careful, too, because DEET is known to damage plastic, such as the frames of your eyeglasses, cameras, and some synthetic fabrics. Now, you may have heard some people say that DEET is not safe, certainly not as safe as doctors say it is. You'll probably hear from some that DEET can cause you harm. This is largely not true, unless you happen to be allergic to DEET. This is not very common, and is very obvious because the allergic reaction is a rash. DEET itself is very unlikely to hurt you, but not using it may harm you a lot. For added protection, you can also apply the repellent to cotton clothing or linen. Covering up is good, as we've already mentioned, and it is helpful. But keep in mind that covering up is probably not enough by itself. Mosquitoes can bite through your socks or even through a pair of jeans. Another important form of protection is to sleep under a mosquito net. When you crawl into bed, be sure to check that you haven't left any little gaps along the sides where a mosquito could find a way to enter your protected space. You might be surprised at how clever mosquitoes are in finding gaps in your security. And something else. Experts advise you to get a mosquito net that has been treated or impregnated with an insecticide like permethrin. If it is not possible in any store in your area to get a mosquito net that has been treated, it is possible to do this yourself. This can be done by soaking the net in permethrin and letting it dry. The initial treatment of the net is good for about 6 months, so you'll need to soak the net again after that time. Permethrin kills the mosquitoes that land on the net. Don't sleep with your arm against a mosquito net or any other part of your body, because the mosquito can then bite you through the net. By the way, the mosquitoes are most active from about an hour before sunset. Feeding time is all through the night until about an hour after the dawn breaks. Fine metal screening in your windows is another good safety precaution. Be sure there aren't any little holes that would give a mosquito a chance to enter your room. These screens should be kept closed from an hour or so before sunset to perhaps a couple of hours after sunrise. Night times, dusk and dark times, are when the Anopheles mosquitoes are most active. And, on a connected subject, if you're in an area where dengue fever is a possibility, keep your screens closed all day. The mosquito that carries dengue fever is active all through the daylight hours. Any standing water, even water on a big leaf or in an old tire, in an open top of a bamboo cane, anything that will hold even a small amount of water, is a potential breeding site for mosquitoes. This doesn't have to be very close to your house because mosquitoes can fly at least a mile or more than 1.5 kilometers. We shouldn't forget to remind you to be sure to take malaria prevention tablets. See your doctor about this or a travel medical specialist if you're leaving to visit an area of the world with malaria. Find out which malaria prevention tablets are most effective for the area where you are or where you will be visiting or living. You'll probably hear other expats who live in malaria zones say that they don't bother with malaria tablets. They may say something like, "We've never had it, and anyway, they don't work very well." Usually, this is very bad advice. Doctors and healthcare professionals often see people who get malaria, and it is usually because they stopped taking their tablets. Okay, now you know how to protect yourself from catching malaria. That's good. But in spite of your care and prevention efforts, you still might encounter a mosquito who got past your defenses and bit you. What are the symptoms of malaria, and how fast does it happen after you've been infected? Well, first the timing. How quickly can you expect to feel the first symptoms of malaria after you know you have been bitten by the mosquito? there is apparently no set predictable time. Symptoms can appear any time after 7 days. If you have a slight immunity because you had malaria in the last 6 months, for example, this too can delay the appearance of symptoms. How bad your symptoms are if you catch malaria can vary depending on your health otherwise and what kind of malaria parasite the mosquito has given you. And the symptoms? Well, this is where it gets a little tricky to diagnose on your own. Signs of malaria can be very similar to a severe case of flu. For example, you may have fever, chills, headache, sweating, fatigue, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea. Sometimes the symptoms are very vague. You might feel just a little bit under the weather, not quite 100%. You might think you have a feverish cold or something similar. Malaria can mimic the symptoms of many illnesses. The malaria symptoms may come in cycles. You may have them for a while, and then for a while they're not so strong. The lengths of these cycles can vary. But, and we'll repeat that, but sometimes, especially near the beginning of the illness, the symptoms may not follow this pattern. The up-and-down cycle of the symptoms is one of the major indicators that you could very well be infected with malaria. This is just an overview of malaria, what it's like, how it happens, and some of the things you can do to protect yourself. If you're sick, if you have the symptoms of malaria, then by all means, please see a doctor or other good health professional. As we've mentioned, some of the symptoms may be like other illnesses, so you need to be diagnosed accurately. Get a malaria test as soon as possible, certainly within the first 24 hours. If this is not possible, or perhaps you don't really trust the results of the test, then you should self-treat yourself anyway. This means you will need to have a malaria standby treatment course with you and know how to use it. Not everyone catches malaria, not even those living in malaria zones, so we hope you don't. A Moment for Your Health is presented by MemberCare Media from TWR and by InterHealth Worldwide. For links to more information, check out our website at www.membercaremedia.com